Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for Rabbi Nehemiah Rossi Sheyichu. L'schus, Moshe Ben Peshedin, Arai Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai. It says in the Mishnah, Negayim, Paraket Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Kol ha-begadim etamim b'negayim, all begadim become tame, are susceptible to tumas tzeras. Gemara says, Shol shetvetana rabbanan b'tzach ha-shabbos, daf nizayin ha-mitbeis, Shol shetvaram nehemiah b'istima, three things were said concerning an istima. Ain ba mishum kalaim, it's not subject to the laws of shatnez. Vein v'tamei negayim, it can't become tamei through tzeras. Vein yodzim b'lushis harabim, and a woman may not go out with him in the public domain on Shabbos. They said in the name of Reb Shimon, Ava Taros Kalas. It's also not included in the decree forbidding crowns of brides. So I know what most of you are thinking, probably all of you. And that is, what's istima? We're talking about istima. What's istima? So the Gemara says in the previous Gemara, it's a kalia pruche, it's a scarf worn for holding back stray hairs. At least that's the way Rashi learns it. Ben Chanal, Rif, and Rush explained that it's a strip of colored cloth. It's not a scarf worn for holding back stray hairs. Rather, it's a strip of colored cloth that was hung in front of the bride to keep away flying insects that she'd be embarrassed to brush away. Kopanim, it says that istima is no issue of kalayim. It's not shatnez, and it doesn't become tamei b'negayim. So Rashi says, Ein ba mishum kalayim shesuya kamin levet shekorin fultura ve'ena tvuya. It's made of felt, and that felt like material that consisted of compacted fibers that had not been spun into a thread. Thus, they are not subject to the prohibition against shatnez, for that prohibition is limited to fibers that have been spun. So that's full Torah, Rashi says. Ve'ena tvuya, it's not spun. Ve'ena v'tab b'negayim, Rashi says, may high time ago for this very reason. The gabi negayim ksiv nami beged, v'yalef mikalayim, by negayim. It says, beged. And the question is, what type of beged are we talking about? So, we have in the Gemara, in Meseches, Yevamis, enough hay that it tells us that shatnez is a acronym for shua, tvoi, and news. Rashi says shua is lashon chalak, shtagamin and shia smooth. They say in modern Hebrew migulach lemeshi, completely clean shaven. So the shua is that it's combed, tavui it's spun, and then nuz it's woven. Those are the three stages. That makes a beged that is subject to kalayim, and that is subject to negayim. Tosis there writes, "Vein amitame negayim kashalari, ma'ir ben negayim afilu b'meis v'sheretz lo amitame." Not only negayim, it's not even tame with a mace or a sheretz. The bin and tavu ivari kedam really come on. It needs to be spun and woven, and it's not. V'omeri demetame b'mace v'shratzim mekavachom. There it is, metame mace v'shratzim. Because you have a kavachom from pachem ketana from small jugs that you see in the Mishnah Kalim. That you see that small jugs shetahari mizav v'tame b'mace v'sheretz. They're tara mizav, but they're tamei meis b'sheretz, with a tamei meis and tamei sheretz. So istima shetamei b'zav, an istima that it is tamei zav, because it's shayich b'medris, because it's tamei tumas medris, like we see a kippah, like we see a cap in Kelim Perek Chafres Mishnah, is subject to medris until they put it on a sefer Torah. But until then it's subject to medrash, so too an istima, which is this cap, is subject to tumas medrash. It's tamei zav, when a zav leans on it or sits on it. So if istima is tamei zav, and pachim ketanim is tar zav, and pachim ketanim are tmeim b'meis v'sheret, so alachas kama istima that's tamei b'zav, unlike pachim ketanim that are tar b'zav, istima which is tamei b'zav, alachas kama kama that it's tamei b'meis v'sheret. So it is tamei meis and it is tamei sheret. So the kasha was, it's not matamei meis v'sheret. The answer is it is. It's not tamei b'negayim. Uva Aruch says Tosfos, Pireish istama chaticha shel beged muzhav, a piece of a gilded garment, milashon gold, muzhav, v'kavuim ba avanim tovot umargaliot. And in it, you have good stones and diamonds and rubles and rubies, and it's like jewelry. Sounds nice. Beged musav with avanim tovos and margalios. I like it. Ulefi zenicha, the mitame b'meis v'shratzim gishar tachshit. So according to this, we understand. We understand that it's tamei meis and it's tamei sheretz, like other tachshitim are tamei meis, but are makabel tumas meis and tumas sheretz. Aba b'negayim la, but it's not tamei tumas negayim. She'ena beged ikar, because the beged isn't the ikar. Ki mazav v'avanim tovos, the ikar is the gold, the beautiful stones. Umehai time anamein b'mishum kilayim. And for this reason, there's no isur of shatnez. Because the ikar isn't the beged, the ikar is the avanim. Beautiful. So you have Shitas Rashi and Tosfos against the Shita of the Aruch. There are different explanations of what this istima is. Again, the istima, the Gemara already says it's a kaliya parchi, but the question is, what exactly is this? So it's a scarf for holding back stray hairs, or it's a strip of colored cloth hung in front of the bride to keep away flying insects, according to the other Rishonim. But if you go with the fact that, let's say it was some type of cap, and the Aruch holds its jewelry, that's the machlokes. And according to Rashi, it's not the Gemara, but Rashi explains to the Gemara that it's not tamei negayim, because it's not a proper beged, it's felt, and this isn't a spun garment. So therefore, there's no tumas negayim and there's no kalayim. And Tosfos just asks, what about meis v'sheretz? It's also not tamei meis v'sheretz. The answer is it is. Because you have a kal v'chomer from pachim ketanim. Because this cap is tamei b'zav, so it's certainly tamei b'meis v'sheretz, because pachim ketanim retar b'zav, and they're tamei b'meis v'sheretz. So Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein is one of the great Rashi Yeshiva of our door. Or I don't know if you can call it our door. I don't know how quickly the doors go, but he definitely lived in our lifetime. And he was the son-in-law of the Briska Rav, a cousin of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was Talmud Chacham already in Europe, and then he came to New York, and he taught by Rav Moshe for a while, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael. Very, very chashuv yid. So he has many svarim they're putting out, one after the next. Shi'uri Rabbeinu Yechiel Michal. So great sorrow for me that we don't learn enough Shiur Rabbeinu Yechiel Michal, because his Shiurim are phenomenal, and he's got a lot of Svarim on Masechtas, not the classical ones, on Kotshim, Tyrus. So in the best of the Brisker tradition. So Rabbi Chiel Michel says as follows in his Perish Tenegayim, which by the way is a 473-page sefer. So there's a lot to say. It's one, you know, how much is there to say on a Goyim, right? A lot. So he writes, "V'nir levar pluktai derashi v'toisim aruch b'zeh derashi v'toisim sfir lehu de'etzam adina amar b'kalayim u'bin a Goyim di'olf b'kalayim u'shua shua tovu even knows ma'ashen ken laruch etzam adina amar b'kalayim u'bin a Goyim u beget v'rak d'shem beget nasa ade shua tovu even knows." So according to Rashi, the din of kelayim, when is it? When is it shatnez? When is it negayim? When is it metame tumis negayim? When it is combed, spun, and woven. Unlike the aruch holds that's not the din. The din is that it's a beged. Just the beged is made by shua tavu ivenuz. In other words, what gives it? What's the din? What's the etzim hadin? What's the fundamental halacha? The fundamental halacha, according to Rashi, is shua tavu ivenuz, and according to the aruch, the etzim hadin is beged, which is made by shua tavu ivenuz, and therefore, according to the aruch, by an istama, the beged isn't the ikar. The zav and the avanim tovas that are kavua bar are the ikar. Therefore, you can't have kalayim and tumis negayim, because the din kalayim and din negayim begadim is totally b'shem beged. And here, the beged is batal like abayanim atovas, so it's mufka midin kalayim midin negayim begadim. But according to Rashi and Tosas, din beged that was said by kalayim and negayim begadim is shua tavu ivenuz. Harehu gufa da b'shuv tuganuz and mashvilei beged. Doesn't matter that the shem beged is batal because it's tuffel to the. To the Zav and Avanim Tovos. So they had to say that it's Bechal not Tavuya. In other words, they could. Unless you say Pashat, it's a Machok and Metzias. What's Istima? But Rashi and Tosis could not say Istima, possibly. Maybe Chiel Michel suggests. They couldn't say Istima is what the Aruch says. Because according to the Aruch, what makes something susceptible to Kalayim and to Tumas Negayim is that it's a Beged. And this istima is the shame beged is batal. So memela, there's no tumis negayim and tumis kalayim. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's not the shame beged that makes it susceptible to kalayim. It's the fact that it's shua tavu ivenuz. And therefore, even if the shame beged is batal, it doesn't matter. It's still shavua tavu ivenuz. So therefore, it should be mekabel tumis negayim. And therefore, Rashi and Tosis were compelled to say that it's Eina Tvuya. Rashi is Eina Tvuya. It wasn't spun. It wasn't spun, and therefore, it's not susceptible to Tumas Tzaras and to Shatnis. Not Asur Mishim Shatnis. Because you have the Tanai that, in order that the Geder of Shatnis is that it's Shavuot Tav Avinuz, and this isn't. So no Shatnis, no Kele Begon, no Nege Begodim. According to the Aruch, Pshat is that the Beged is susceptible to Tzaras and Shatnis. And the moment you say that the Beged is Batal, so it's not a Beged, so we don't care if it's Shua Tavoy Venus anymore. So here you have a Beged, it's all according to the standards of Shua Tavoy Venus. It was combed together, it was spun together, it was woven, everything is Gevaldik, like Alpi, the way it's supposed to be. But it's a batal shem beged. And according to the Aruch, the Agdar is that it has to be a beged. This isn't a beged. The beged is batal to the Avanim Tovus and Margolius. So, sweet friends, I must tell you, we have a lot more to say. B'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya. On this Mishnah particularly. And Be'ezrat Hashem, in the next Shir, we will see more. And we will see nefla'ot gedolot mitorat Hashem. So please, I ask you to stay tuned. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.